Legaze Salon Xenophor will find out the glasshouse finish here. The outside Legaze Salon Xenophor. Xenophor and Legaze Soleil. Xenophor, Legaze Soleil. They hit the line. Legaze Soleil just as one. Legaze Soleil from Xenophor. Very, very gallant end of fate.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show with Dino and Ray. That, of course, was Legaze Soleil winning the glasshouse handicap yesterday. Stakes win for this mare certainly improves her value. Let's see what trainer John O'Shea has got in mind for her. John's on the line. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you, mate?
Terrific. And congratulations. And she's always threatened to do that. Her racing style is, I said to Dean at Richie earlier, John can be her biggest asset and her biggest drawback because she gets back in the field. But when races are run to suit, she's got that tremendous finishing burst.
Yeah, no, and there's very few tracks that really suit that pattern of racing, right? So, you know, Randwick's obviously one, and Sunshine Coast really suited her, so that was one of the reasons we sort of targeted that race. So she's on the board now as a stakes winner. She's a really valuable mare, so get her home and give her a little break now.
She's only had 18 starts. I know she's a rising six-year-old, but a career-best win yesterday. Are there plans to keep going next season, John?
Well, we've had no indication from our ownership group, you know, that they want to change anything. I mean, the key for her, ideally, she's obviously very effective at 1400, and would really love an opportunity to run her first up in something like an invitation. I think, you know, very fresh, she's dynamic, and now she's a stakes winner. You know, it's a race that we have on our target, and we'll be sort of seeking sort of hoping to get an invitation to that race in October.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Yesterday at Rose Hill was pretty wet, as we know, John, but I thought Pizarro is a promising horse. He did a good job on conditions which were extreme, very, very heavy when he ran in race five. How did he pull up, John? And what happens to a horse when they're running on tracks that are, or if it was a heavy 10, probably a heavy 12, wasn't it?
Well, it's horrendous, mate. Look, we don't usually like to run him like that. We're sort of hoping, because he was early in the day, that we might have got through and it wouldn't have been as bad. And I don't usually like, I don't like to run him first up, but we're pretty adamant he'd get through the ground. It was only 1100 when he'd get him started. Yeah. So Hugh was very, very bullish on him post-race. And, you know, he looked after him sort of when he obviously couldn't get hold of the winner. So give him a beautiful day out, and hopefully he should bounce off that really well and come back to Rosie in a couple of weeks and be very hard to beat.
He's a nice horse. Hey, John, our talk topic today, I know Dean wants to ask you about the Cowboys last night because it's a great game to watch, but our talk topic is when you go to sporting venues, good and bad food, because our good friend Dino was at Rose Hill yesterday. You had a good time, didn't you? Nice meal, Dino.
Top shelf Tucker out there. John, up there in the Winning Post restaurant.
You got sport, John. So.
Yeah, that's a spoil, Dino, right there.
So best and worst, we're asking all our guests. You must have had some dodgies along the way.
At sporting venues.
What about when you go bush, some of the country tracks? There must be some good tucker out there.
Mate, some of those are fantastic. Some of the country place, that's where you do get a real spoil. Just trying to think, some of the places I've been in the world that are a bit ordinary, but
what's your go to when you're really hungry, like a dog or a pie when you're at the track?
Mate, I try to be a little bit healthy if I can. We don't, when we're at the races and we're working, we probably don't try to eat that much. But
what about the footy, John?
We love a spoil probably before we get there, mate. you know, Chinese meal before we sort of head to the footy.
Oh, good call.
That Chinese joint that used to be at Fox Studios, they closed at the end, but that was always a go-to on the way to the footy there.
Oh, I remember when I was
Daddy Australia was operating.
Yeah, I remember when I was in the Air Force and we had a Friday night, Harold Park, the old Harold Park days, John, and all the footy blaze, we'd go via, there was a Chinese place at North Sydney. We had no money in those days. It was $5, eat all you could. We sat there for hours and then went to Harold Park afterwards. Jeez, it was good. The food wasn't great, but it was only $5.
What about your Cowboys, John? They're flying.
Oh, Dino, it's just great to watch them, isn't it?
It's a good game.
That was a really good game. It was pretty intense and crowd was really into it. Looks like a good stadium to watch. I haven't had a chance to be there yet, but they're going fantastic.
He's impressive, Todd Payton, isn't he, John?
He's done a great job with him. Yeah. He's a young coach that, that thinks a lot about what's going on, and they got a, you know, really good young team that's bought in, and it all helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, he's going really well. Origin next week, Wednesday week, John.
We're Morals.
Morals?
Yeah, no,
any changes?
You said that before Perth.
No, I was always a bit dubious about Perth because I thought you blokes might bounce back, but we didn't even share of the ball at when we're in Queensland. I'm sure the referee won't be as adamant to keep.
Yeah.
You're not blaming the referee when it was 30-0 in the second half, sure.
Probably blame the referee for only getting the 30% of the ball, though, Dino. That's
what... Munster says he'll be fit too, John, which is good news.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a fantastic game. It's been a great series so far. The footy this year's just been outstanding, and it's been good to get back. And I can't wait for that first game. We can get down a stadium not far from where we live and get down and watch the Roosters and South. So I think they're playing that first game. At,
that's right, yeah. And the new stadium be fantastic.
The new stadium be fantastic.
Yeah. Will you get a chance to go to the Origin?
Mate, we might just try and make an effort to get there, to be honest. I think it's just going to be an unbelievable game.
Yeah.
I know that New South Wales put a score on them there, but I can see us bouncing back.
If you bump into Dino up there.
It's good to see that Queensland spirit in that second half too, John.
Nah, come on, Dino, you can't say that.
No, the spirit we've been told about every day of our lives.
I was going to save a beer with John. John doesn't want to have a beer with
him. And the pride and the Maroons jersey we pick and we stick. Oh, that's great.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you, Dino? You just put the mocker on. Hey, John, congratulations yesterday with Legay Soleil. Let's hope she does get to the invitation. And the Cowboys are going great. Wish you luck there. Don't wish you too much luck, though, next Wednesday week.
Boys, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks, John. I love the show. It's been fantastic.
Good on you, John. Thanks so much.